Hi, Patrick Mulvey here with some strategy execution insights and best practices to help you and your organization do what it says it wants to do. Today's podcast tackles the top challenges facing CEOs. So let's get started. Excellence in execution and consistency of strategy execution in particular were repeated year after year as top concerns of CEOs in global surveys by the Conference Board. Even in the most recent 2013 survey conducted using new metrics, it now notes human capital is the top challenge, and particularly improving performance management and holding people accountable. So why are strategy execution and holding people accountable such prevalent challenges? It's because the implementation of strategy is rarely detailed to the level of individual actions for which specific individuals must be assigned. We instead opt for cross-functional teams reporting to committees. The progress of these teams is covered in large group meetings where excuse-making and running out the clock have been elevated to high art. Furthermore, in a 24/7 Facebook, Twitter, gossip-fueled world, we refuse to hold people accountable in public because later that same day, it might be we who are in the spotlight. The only thing that travels faster than bad news is embarrassing news, and everyone wants to avoid it. Yet without accountability, how will actions that achieve goals actually get done? It requires the kind of personal accountability that individuals accept in private and are asked to account for in private. There's no dodge room available. If people are trained to develop effective action plans with binary outcomes, then the question is simple. By this meeting, you are to have completed this and that. Are they done? The question does not entertain any percent complete nonsense. People can always fudge the percent complete, but they can't fudge done or not done. The actions were defined by the performer and the deliverables specific enough to have afforded them time to complete that action by today. So ask the question, did we finish action number one as promised? Well, we're almost there, but it's sounds like we're not done. Will you be done by next week? Oh, for sure, because I understand. Great. Now, can you catch up on your other deliverables that were scheduled for next week also? This kind of interchange may sound a bit cold and businesslike, because it is. It's business. Approaching progress reviews with a consistent language very quickly evokes an adaptive response. Increasingly, the answer will be done, done, and done, because they know what questions are coming. There are no surprises. And so long as actions, which are not done, are done by the next meeting, the world keeps spinning on its axis. If the same deliverables are missed repeatedly, then there's a real problem. But you know about it right away and can take the appropriate actions yourself. Very soon, people will become completely aligned with your expectations, and you will know the exact status of every project in your area of responsibility. I trust you found these insights helpful. To learn more about effective strategy execution and getting your strategy done, visit us at strategydone.com. And thanks for tuning in.